Hello, welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas, excited to be with you today. I want to start this week off talking about being rooted in Christ. You know, what a way to start the new year, 2025, and thinking that we can let our roots, the base of our life, grow down deep in fertile soil and to reach down and just begin to really let that Christ, my firm foundation, be established. Let's pray together as we get started today. Lord, I love you, and God, I thank you, and I praise you for this day, for the opportunity we have to be in this place. And God, I pray for the listener today, and God, I pray that you give us all things, that God, we would be able to glorify you, that we would produce fruit, that our life would reflect you. God, I pray for the one that's hurting today, for the sick, for the lame. God, for those that are having problems maybe in their marriage or in their finances. God, I pray today that as we not only read your word, we begin to trust your word, that we want to grow to know who you are. This week, walk with us as we dive off into your word together. And God, we strive to be rooted in you. Lord, we know you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, we give ourselves to you this week. And it's in your name we do pray. Amen. I have a question. Have you ever struggled with the feeling that you are not as close to God as you once were? Like, church doesn't feel the same. Maybe you don't remember the last time that you spent time in meaningful prayer with the Lord, or the last time that you spent really searching God's Word, the Bible. I see us in a day-to-day when most Americans love and defend a book that they rarely read. Ephesians gives me some hope here in chapter 3, verse 14 through 19. Paul is praying for the believer. He's praying for you and I, that we would feel God's love every day, that it would be as fresh as the first day we came to know him. He says this in Ephesians 3, 14. For this reason, he says, I kneel before the Father. I'm going to prayer. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, I love this, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. He says in another way in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, let your roots grow down into him, meaning Jesus. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. If you've got your Bibles, I want to ask you to turn to Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 1. This is our main text today. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake, and the crowds that gathered around him were so large that he got into a boat, and he sat down on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. This picture that he's giving us. He taught them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. Verse 4 of Mark 4. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and they ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and it grew and it produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times. Then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables, and he told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parables? The farmer sows the word, and some people are like seeds along the path where the word is sown. And as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution come because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and they choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, they hear the word, they accept it, and they produce a crop, some 30, some 60, and some 100 times what was sown." See, the big idea this day is allowing God's word to take root in your life, that you may produce fruit that would last. I love what Jesus said in John 15, verse 16. He told his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that would last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." I want you to see with me some types of people. The question is, which one will you be? The first thing I want you to see is, for some, the enemy, he makes us question. So I want you to see the questioner today. In Mark chapter 4, verse 4, it said, "As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and they ate it up." And in verse 15, it summed it up. It says, "Some people are like these seeds along that path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes in and takes away the word that was sown in them." Or in Matthew chapter 13, it further explains it. Verse 19, "The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. The evil one has come and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts." It's like we need to take time to understand the word. Like, why do we believe what we believe? Another example that I see is in the word is in Genesis, when the enemy came and deceived Adam and Eve, whispering in Eve's ear, questioning, "Did God really say you shouldn't eat of that tree? Did he really say that if you ate of it that you would die?" For others, the next thing I want you to see, if we are not anchored, people's opinions will cause us to drift away. We are not just questioners, but can sometimes be people pleasers. That's the second kind of person. Are you a people pleaser today? Mark chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Others are like that seed sown on rocky places. They hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. See, when trouble or persecution comes, because of the world, they quickly fall away." You see, God doesn't want us to desire to please people above following Him. Like, who comes first in our lives? Do we want to pull back in our relationship with Jesus in order to keep other people comfortable? You see, if we're not anchored, people's opinions will cause us to drift away. I read a book one time. It was entitled, "When People Are Big and God Is Small." The whole gist of it is thinking about when we care. It's when we care more about what others think of us than what God thinks of us. It's like we idolize others above God. See, when we be who God has created us to be, it frees us up from the expectations of what others think that we should be or do. I remember what Peter and John said. It gives me great joy. Acts chapter 4, verse 18. They were going around and they were healing people in the name of Jesus. And people were mad at these guys because they were doing stuff that was not in their custom. And so they had locked them up. They had sent them away. And now they're bringing them out and they're saying, "Listen, you can do these good things, but we don't want you to talk about this guy named Jesus." But they said in Acts chapter 4, verse 18, Peter and John said, they called these guys called Peter and John in, they called them in again, and they commanded them not to speak and teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him, to God? You be the judge. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and we've heard. Still for others, the third one is they worry about wealth and the worries of life and the wealth and the desires for wealth steal our attention. These are the distracted. We've got the distracted, the people pleasers. The questioners. Which one would you be? The distracted, maybe. In Mark chapter 4, verse 18, it says, still others, like seed sown among the thorn, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things, worldly things, come in and they choke out the word, making it unfruitful. Does the desire of this world drown out the desire to know God more? You see, we cannot, the Bible says, serve God and love money at the same time. It says in Matthew chapter 6, 24, that no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. And then he says it plainly, you cannot serve both God and money. So may we be people that hear the word and accept it. That's the believer. You can be the hard ground, but I believe God and his word can be like the plow and can plow it up and break it up. We could be the people that are like the rocky soil, but I believe God can come in as we let the word come into our life. We accept it, and the rocks can begin to be taken out, and we can have fertile soil. Or you could be like the person that started out with the weeds and the worry and all the things that choke out, but we can be those people that pull and uproot those weeds and get them out of our garden so that we can have fertile soil that's ready to accept that word that so easily God is planting in you and I. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that the gospel, that's the word of God, is the power unto salvation for all who would believe. Mark chapter 4, verse 20 says, others like seed sown on good soil. They hear the word and they accept it. It's that simple. They accept it. They take it in. They accept it as the truth. They believe it. They are believers. We were called believers because we believe. We have faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it goes on to say in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. We must accept the word. That's the seed that's planted in us. And it goes on to say, they accepted it and they produced a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. The word is the source, that's the seed. It's the power. It's what brings about faith in our life. You see, the word received always produces crop. Always. It's God's promise. Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 13 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, God says, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, he compares this to his word. So it is with my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. He goes on to say, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of a thorn bush will grow the Jupiter instead. Instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. See, you and I can become the good soil. Accept the seed, the word that is planted in you today. Hear the word, accept it, produce a crop. So your next step and my next step, as we leave this moment together, may we remove the lies that distract us from allowing God's word to produce fruit in our lives and replace the lies with the truth. Like, spend time reading God's word this week. Spend time not just reading, but studying God's word. Like, really get into it. God, what are you trying to say to me? Spend time praying. Purposeful, intentional prayer. Spend time listening to God. And that still small voice. I've never heard God audibly, but I know that God speaks to me. It's almost like this guilty conscience, like it's louder than words. Spend time with Him. Don't wait till tomorrow. Like, start today. Let's pray together. God, I love you. And God, I thank you for each and every person that you've brought here this morning that we can dive into your word. God, I know so often we can be people that we accept it. We hear it, we accept it. And other times we're people that are distracted. Or maybe we want to be people pleasers. Or maybe we just question everything. God, today help us to know that we know your word is truth. Like, you are the way, the truth, and the life. So to God, today, lead us down that right path by helping us to read and study and grow in your word that was planted in our heart some time ago. God, if there's a listener this morning that says, I've made a mess out of my life, I don't know if God could ever save somebody like me, God, I pray that they would know today that your grace is big enough. And that your word can change their life. And that they would accept your word. And that they would be born again. That they would have new life. By asking you to be their Lord and their Savior right now. And trusting you. And beginning to live life not their way, but the way the scripture leads them. Lord, I pray that those that are listening that may not attend church, that God, this morning, you would inspire them to stop at a church building, that they would become a part of a local body of believers today. And God, help them be received and welcomed. God, I love you, and God, I thank you, and I praise you for this day. And it's in your name we do pray. Amen. We thank you for listening to this broadcast this morning. If you've given your life to Jesus, need someone to pray with, need to rededicate your life, you have something going on that you just want to talk about, please reach out to us at Go the Distance Radio, and we will be glad to reach back out to you. God bless you. I'll see you next time. Hello, welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas with Life Point Church. Excited to spend just this moment with you this morning. And you know, I often talk to folks and we talk about, what makes a difference in our life. And we want to talk about being rooted in Jesus. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 15, 1-5, Jesus says his words, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it'll even be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And then he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, a long time ago, I went to the gym and I wanted to look good. And so I found a guy that was a gym trainer. He looked good. And I'm like, I want to look like this guy. And so I began to go to the same gym. I began to lift the same weights. I began to hear the same music, but I still didn't look like him. You see, he allowed, when he left the gym, he didn't eat certain things because he went to the gym. He didn't do certain things because he went to the gym. I justified my life because I would leave the gym and say, because I went to the gym, I can eat whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. The reality is that the gym changed his life. His roots were settled in that foundation. You see, when we give our life to Jesus and we live for him, we take everything that we need comes from the vine. Apart from him, the Bible says, we can do nothing. We need to remain in the vine to really live. My prayer is today that you will stay in the vine and that the vine will affect change in your life this day. God bless you. Lord, I love you. I thank you for this day. Bless the listener. Lead and guide and sustain. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Hello, welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas, Life Point Church. Excited to spend just another moment with you today. You know, we've been talking about being rooted in Christ, and I believe that submission to Jesus, to the Heavenly Father, is the key for transformation in our life. Like, you have a free will, I have a free will. We can do life our way, or we can choose to trust God in His way. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And then he says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. You see, as we are rooted in Christ, we begin to understand and see what God has for our life. We begin to understand what God is leading in our life for us to do and what he's guiding us, how he's going to have us be a part from him or a part of him. You see, the reality is, you know, remember yesterday we talked about that Jesus said in John 4:15 that I am the vine, you are the branches. The branch can do nothing for the vine. The vine supplies all that the branch needs to produce fruit, to thrive. And so we surrender to the branch and we are transformed by him. God, I love you and I thank you for this time that I can be with the listener today. God, I pray that you continue to guide and direct our hearts and our thoughts as we go this day. God, help us to surrender and be transformed by you today. Change our life, that we may experience your joy. And it's your name we pray. Amen. Hello, welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas with Life Point Church. Man, I pray that you've already begun to experience joy today. As we are rooted in Christ, you know, that surrender to him, that's key to transformation. But also key to receiving God's joy is an obedience that comes along with accepting that word that is planted in you today. You know, I was looking at Luke chapter 6 and verse 37, and I see some of these things that would help me produce some God-produced joy in my life. Do not judge, he says, and you will not be judged. Today, God, help me to not judge. I don't want to be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. I know I may not always forget, but God has called me to forgive. Give, I love this, and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You might see that person on the side of the road today that's needing help, a hand up. Maybe you can give today. Love, I love this. The word love, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, John 13:35. When we listen and we do what God's word says, the Bible says we experience joy. Like in James chapter 1, verse 21, he says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth in your life, evil, and that it's so evilly is prevalent. And he says, humbly accept the word, listen to me, planted in you, which can save you. And then he says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Be transformed. Experience joy today. Let us pray. God, I love you and I thank you for the listener today. I thank you for, God, what you're doing in our lives. God, we want to experience your joy. We want to be transformed. We want to be rooted in you. God, we love you and we thank you. Change our 2025. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Hello, welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas again with LifePoint Church. So excited to be with you just for this one little moment. You know, the Bible reminds us if we're going to be rooted in Christ, we got to abide in Him. John 15, verse 9. The New King James says it like this, as the Father loves me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. It's this abiding, this not focusing on the things around me, but focusing on Jesus alone. Understanding that I can do nothing for the vine, because I'm the branch, you're the branch, He's the vine, but relying on everything from Him to bear fruit. You know, sometimes I think if I would do ministry their way, or if I would have done this way, maybe I would be more fruitful, or I would be more successful. Maybe if I would focus on the things I shouldn't do, maybe I would be more successful. But what God is saying here is that our focus should be on Christ and Him alone. And it comes with a promise. He says, and you will bear much fruit. I love Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says that Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. I pray that you'll allow God to grow His roots down in you, that you will surrender to His ways, that you'll obey Him, and you'll abide in Him. God, we love you and we thank you for this day. Bless each person listening today. Guide us and direct us this day. God, change us. Let us be rooted in you in 2025. In your name we pray. Amen. Hello, welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas. Again, glad to be with you just for this one brief moment. You know, today I want to talk again about rooted. May God's word sustain you. When you're rooted in Him, He's the sustaining power in our life. May His Spirit work in you and through you, as we know apart from Him, we can do nothing. See, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. I died. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. In the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You see, I have a work glove here this morning, and I could, it's built for work. It's designed to lift and to carry, but it can't pick things up by itself. I can encourage it. I can inspire it. I can say, come on, glove, you can do it. You are made for this. I can give the instructions. I can tell the glove how to close its fist, how to open its hand. And I can say, do it like this. It's discipleship, but it's still may not do it. I could say, man, maybe need some fellowship, and I can get some other gloves, and I can lay those gloves around and say, come on, glove. I can maybe it needs to make a commitment. I can say to that glove, you need to rededicate yourself to decide once again to do work. And even though this glove was designed for work, it cannot do the work without a human hand in it, filling every inch of it. You see, you and I have to trust the Holy Spirit of God to come in us, to do His work through us, to sustain us. Let's pray. God, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity we have to be here together right now. God, I pray right now that you would continue to mold and make us who you want us to be. Sustain us, God. Work through us and in us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.